All right. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. That was The Mugs, the title track from their last release, Straight Up Boogaloo, on Bellyache Records. And before that, of course, that interesting track there, the longer one, that was Paradise Hoax from their self-titled release from a couple of years ago. As promised, you know what time it is. It's 5 o'clock. It's time for a live performance. In the studio, we have Panic or Pain. Can you hear me, folks?
Yes, we can.
Hello.
All right, cool. All right, are we ready to get started?
We are.
Okay, let's do it.
You saw.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J here. And in the studio we have Panic or Pain.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
Doing good.
Sounding good, then.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, if you don't mind, if you could go around the room and introduce yourselves, your name, what you do, if you started the band or helped start the band, how you joined, that kind of thing?
Sure. I started the band in 2010. My name's Scott Mick.
Okay.
It's gone through a few changes. This is our current inception, so I'll let everybody introduce themselves. I just sing and I write the songs.
Okay.
But
well, that's still a handful.
Yeah, and I'll pass it along.
Okay.
Hi, I'm LaVon. I'm Scott's wife. I think he got sick of me watching him, so he told me to get up and sing. So I hope it's not too bad. And I play tambourine.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Radar. I'm the drummer, and I don't write any of the material. I just play.
Okay. When did you join the band?
A little over a year ago.
Okay. All right, cool.
I'm Gary Adams. I'm the guitar player, and I just recently joined the band kind of like a year ago.
Okay.
Ow.
Sorry about that. We just want to wake you up a little bit.
Hi, my name is Howard Bryant. I just played, been in the band just a year ago like everybody else. That's about it.
Okay.
He's our bass maestro.
All right. So it sounded like the band kind of got revamped then a little over a year ago, huh?
Yeah. It had its issues for about a year, and I had to restructure.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there's it just took us a while to get to this point, and I think we're back to something good. So
you're happy with this group, I take it, right?
I am. Yeah.
Cool. All right. And so 2010. So that was about, God, 7 years ago already.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The original band was Phil Schmell on keyboards, and he coined the name Panic or Pain.
Okay. That's interesting. Person that coined the name is not even here.
Yeah. But he's still a really good friend, and we keep in touch.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's a really great guy. And we had Cliff Hill on drums, who was in Shock Therapy and Almighty Lumberjacks of Death. And,
ooh, I remember them.
Yeah. Yeah, and everybody's just got their own things going on, you know, so this band here is more of a mainstay.
Yeah.
You know, this is pretty much what we're doing at the moment, so.
So it sounds like, for the most part, it was amicable, or just, you know.
Yeah. You know, everybody just got busy with family and whatnot.
Yeah, we were just, we just had a band on last week, the Seabelt, same thing, you know, they played for a very long time, then they had to stop for a family for a while, and then they got back into it after, you know, the kids get, you know, relatively grown, and they go right back to it, you know?
Right.
I played with Tony in the Cubes. He was the original drummer in the Cubes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nice guy. Yeah, I just saw them, the Seabelts, that is, perform this past weekend. That's cool. All right.
They're awesome.
Yeah. All right, why don't we do another one?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Thank you. Okay, WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Panic or Pain. All right. Do you folks have any shows coming up at all? Or
not currently.
Okay.
We're going to be working on recording.
All right. Well, that's a good thing then. Is it going to be a full release, an EP?
Well, we're going to release a single, probably a two-song single, and then we'll be working on a full length.
Okay. I understand that, you know, part of it's time, part of it's money, of course, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now that we have to do it ourselves, we can't rely on labels anymore to help us. You know?
That's true.
Are you using a studio, or are you just doing it on your own?
Yeah, we're using the studio.
Yep. Yeah, yours, right? Okay.
Well, it's a friend's.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean,
it's
I just figured.
The studio.
What's that?
It's called the studio.
Oh, it's called the studio. I'm sorry.
STOODIE.
Oh, okay. No, that went over my head. I apologize.
Oh, no problem.
I thought you were just saying, oh, yeah, it's the studio.
Yeah, there's lots of small labels out there still doing really great things, too.
Yeah.
Yes, there absolutely. Is. Yes, there is. I wasn't like doing a blanket statement, but I just mean in general, it's
right.
Not like the old days, you know?
No. There's no big advances anymore. So.
No.
Yeah, so you don't get into all that debt up front.
This is true. Yeah. This is true. Because that's what happened before people started going independent. You know, it's like they were getting all the money and you were getting, you know what, you
right.
know,
yeah,
the shaft, you know.
Pennies on the dollar.
Uh-huh. Even the big artists decided, you know, I don't need this anymore.
Right.
Yep.
Even people like Prince and U2 and those like, you know, like, no, I don't need you.
Right.
So, a little birdie told me that it's someone's birthday today.
Oh, yeah. It's LaVon's birthday.
All right. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Speaking of, other than happy birthday, of course, many more. You're welcome. Anybody want to do a shout out to anybody at all or that you can think of? I mean, if not, no big deal.
I'd like to do a shout out to Sarana. I think she's listening in England, but I'm not sure.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
Shout out to my crew in West Hollis.
Okay. And my best friend Cheryl, she said she'd be listening.
All right.
We'll find out.
And I'd like to say hello to my friend Per Anders Kurenbach in Bochum, Germany. Woo! That I have a little side project with called Mick Kurenbach, and we're doing some dance music. But we have a couple songs that actually Panic or Pain are going to actually change up a little bit and make them a little bit more punk goth, I guess you would call it.
Oh, well, that's cool. I always wondered how people did that, artists. So you just like trade things over the internet, like MP3s or something, or
What I've done is I've recorded the vocals and I shipped them over to him via email.
Oh, okay.
And he puts music to them, and they turned out pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That's the great thing about the internet now, you know.
Right.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. All right, so we look forward to that. You're going to have a two-song single, hopefully in the future. And how would somebody listen to it if they wanted to right now? What's the best way?
Well, those two songs aren't recorded yet, but if...
yeah, but I mean...
If they wanted to hear any of our stuff, they can go to ReverbNation.com.
That's what I meant. Okay.
/Panic or Pain.
Okay, cool.
And we're starting up a YouTube channel, too, so we're going to get some video on there.
All right.
That would just be previous recordings.
Yeah, the previous recordings.
Previous bands.
Yeah.
Okay.
The previous members.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Hey, certainly nothing wrong with that, too, of course. All right. Why don't we do another song? Thank you.
God. Not take a day out of life. Make everything stop. Strip hate and deceit from the hearts of everyone. Forget all you've ever heard. There's no book could hold my words. Wouldn't that be nice? But we all pay that price. We'll always pay that price. Forever paying that price.
Never fails. The band has to do that to me at least once per show.
What did I do?
Catch me off guard, you know, that sudden stop.
Well, at least you weren't in the bathroom, I guess.
Yeah, no. It's
you're,
all...
you're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, okay, thank you. It's all good. I get a big kick out of it, you know? Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, nice ending. Cool.
Cool, thank you.
Oh, all right. We were talking about before the show, Scott, if you don't mind, if anybody wants to talk about any other projects that anybody has going on or, you know, previous stuff, all that good thing. I know Gary probably could talk for the rest of the hour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gary's played with everybody in Detroit.
Just about the bands I've been in.
Exactly.
Yep, he's the guitar god of Detroit.
All right, well.
And there's Radar, who does have other projects.
I have a lot of other projects. First of all, I'd like to shout out to Blue Raven and Jeanette.
Okay.
And I've been playing forever, too. I was in a band, Sweet Kelly, that made a bit of a mark here back in its day. And I have a recording project called Moaning Dwarf. It's a noise avant-garde experimental piece, and I have a duo called Alien Inquisition.
That avant noise?
Yeah.
Get with me about that before you leave.
Yeah, all right. And then I've got, I played with a lot of people around here too, Nicodemus and bands like Sun Crusher and things like that. So I'm kind of all over the board.
Okay. You'd like to stay busy.
Sort of. I like to do music, I guess. That's the main thing.
Yeah, try to be busy anyway.
Well, he's our youngest member, so
we'll
let it go.
Well, you know, it has nothing to do with age. In my travels, I think people, when they get older, I think they get busier. I laugh at kids that say, I'm so, you're welcome. I laugh at kids that tell me, oh, I'm so busy and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, then they tell me what they do and it's like, that's nothing. Seriously? You consider that a busy schedule?
Well, they had their smartphone in their hand all day.
Yeah, that's being busy to them. Yeah.
And Howard's been in some, I'd say, what would you call it?
I've been in speed metal bands. Yeah. I grew up with musicians. My dad was a musician that did a lot of community work from the country music era and everything else, basically, and so I've been around artists and musicians all my life, so pretty much.
That's good company. Cool.
Yes.
Yes.
How about you, LaVon? Is it just this is your first project, or?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I never thought I'd be doing anything like this, but I'm having fun.
Yeah, I mean, not to start anything, but I know you being husband and wife, has that, you know, causing any rifts because you're even closer now because you play together too, or?
Everything's been great. We don't argue. It's kind of a
we're weird. We're like
thing.
A couple of cats cuddled up on the bed, you know.
That's so nice. All right.
Yeah, no issues at all.
All right. How about you, Scott? Besides, well, you told us about the gentleman you're working with in Germany.
Oh, what? Yeah. That's pretty much the only other project I have. But it kind of meshes with this one, so mm-hmm. we kind of trade off, and it's working out pretty nice. I'd like to actually get that released here as well.
Oh, that would be cool. And I'm sure he's going to do the same on the other side of the water, right?
Yep. Well, he's doing most of the work. I'm just sending him lyrics, sending him songs.
You got to love when that happens, right?
Yeah. We actually have a Christmas song on a compilation CD that was released last year called Human Race, and it got a lot of good response in Europe, so we're gonna end up doing a version of that in Panic or Pain as well. So
cool. You'll have to send it to me. I can play it when it gets to that time of year again, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
All righty, so let's do another one.
All right. Yeah, this is one of the songs that Per Anders Kurenbach and I did. This is our version of a dance song. So.
Oh wow!
It's a little different now.
This should be interesting.
If you're wondering how I am. If you're curious where I've been, if you think about what you've done, oh, it's all right, it's okay, it's all right, it's okay, it's all right, it's all right, it's okay. It's all right, it's okay, it's all right. It's all right, it's okay, it's all right, it's okay, it's all right. It's all right, it's okay, it's all right, it's okay, it's all right. If I'm alright, if you think at all, if you wonder why, is there something that's been on your mind? Is there a reason behind your life? It's okay, it's all right, it's okay, it's all right.
okay, it's alright, it's okay, it's alright. It's alright, it's okay, it's alright, it's okay, it's alright. Oh, it's alright. It's okay. It's alright. It's alright. You haven't made me.
Right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Panic or Pain. That's the audience, by the way.
I've been called worse.
Yeah, but we can't do that on the air, though.
Yes, let's not do that.
All right. Okay, let's see. We got to talk a little bit more.
All right.
All right. We didn't really hear from Gary, so why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I started playing in bands in 1979. I was with the Cubes, and we played at Bookies like 55 times in 1980.
Wow. You're like the house band.
That's got to be a record.
Yeah, that's what I've told. But we opened for several different bands. I played in a band called What Jane Shared. We opened for Billy Idol, his first show in Detroit. And we also opened for B-52s.
That had to be fun.
Yeah, it was a good, that was a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And we opened for Nina Hagen.
Okay. So you've been in some pretty good company there.
Yep. And we opened for Was Not Was, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still doing a lot of great things, too. Mm-hmm. Mr. Was.
And I also played in Circus Boy. That was a fun band.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good time playing with them.
Yeah. Who was in that band besides you, of course?
Skid Marks.
Skid, okay.
Bass, yes. And drummer was Sean Murtaugh. And Derek Murtaugh also played guitar.
Okay.
And the bass player of Skid, but Mike J-Tone was a singer.
Okay. Yeah.
Wild man. He's a wild man.
Oh, you got to be.
He helped us establish a reputation.
Ah, one of those lead singers.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Probably stuff we can't say on the air, but yeah.
They were actually nominated for Best Rock Band 3 years in a row, but never won. The Detroit Music Awards.
Even nominated is cool, though.
Yeah, it was an honor.
Hmm. So, yeah, you're definitely...
We put out a couple CDs.
Okay. You're definitely a veteran, then.
I also played with Dark Carnival. I played with Ron and Scott Ashton in Dark Carnival.
That's really good company there. Man.
I think that's the only other recording that they did as a brothers other than the Stooges.
Okay. About what year was that? I forgot.
That was...
The late 80s?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely heard of them. I never got a chance to see them, but that would have been cool.
I was a guitar player for years. We had different lineups.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of the idea. It was never the same band.
Oh, okay. So basically, it was their band and whoever joined them.
It was the Colonel's band.
Okay. Something like that.
Bootsy gave him the nickname, the Colonel. His real name is Gary Henderson.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And he's married to Niagara.
Oh, all right, all right. Yeah, I've met her.
Yeah.
So, forgive me. You said you've played with Bootsy before, or you just knew?
I was with Bootsy. Yes, I recorded with Bootsy.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll pull some of his stuff out. Even his last record was really good.
Yes.
Yes.
I co-wrote "Bomb for Whitey" with Bootsy.
Oh, okay.
I was also played with the band called Toxic Beat Syndrome.
Toxic Beat Syndrome.
Toxic Terry was actually our keyboard player for a minute.
I'm in this band now because I was recommended by Toxic Beat Terry.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's funny how that happens, you know. Just kind of travel like this and this and this, you know. Can't really see my hands. I shouldn't even do that. It's radio, you dumb. You know what?
The first band that I was in and after the Cubes was the Boners.
The Boners. I've heard of them.
I played with Jerry Vile for a year.
Oh, so you were, I remember that now. You played that as that at the Smitty Fest, right?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, I remember that now. I remember that now, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, I played at that.
Yeah, he came into the studio. We did a long interview, and he brought in some music, and I'm pretty sure one of them was the Boners.
Yeah.
And we put that on the air. That was cool. Yeah.
I did some recording with the Boners.
Uh-huh.
This is a model named B.B. Buell, Liv Tyler's mother.
Yes, gotcha. Gotcha.
She went out with a different bunch of different rock stars. Well, she flew into Detroit and re-recorded the Brady Bunch, Thief from the Brady Bunch.
Wow. That had to be interesting.
Yes, it was. Never, it was never released.
Yeah, well, she was a model. She wasn't a rock star.
So.
Well, that's cool. You got a lot to look back on, and I'm sure you got a lot to look forward to, obviously. Yeah. Don't take it the wrong way, but yeah you've had a heck of a career, definitely.
Oh, and I also played here before with Carnival Girl.
Yeah, yes. Carnival Girl. So
that was another band that I was in that recorded a CD also.
Hmm. Wow. Do you still have access to copies of everything, or they're gone?
It's around, but I have copies of everything that I've done, but...
Yeah, you personally, with the bands. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wouldn't want to let those go, that's for sure. A lot of history there. Cool.
Treasure trove.
Yes, yes. All right. Okay, let's do another one. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Wow, that was pretty powerful there. Okay, if you don't mind my asking, was that written about somebody that you know, or?
That was from a personal experience. That's lost a child to abortion, and you know, it's that was the most productive way for me to get out the aggression that I was feeling. So.
Well, I've always said it. I mean, I don't want anything negative to happen to anybody, but it does always make for some of the best music out there, you know.
Well, thank you.
And I'm glad that, you know, that it helped you get through it too as well, you know. So
yeah, absolutely. It's I've learned that writing lyrics has been a real good outlet for me.
Mm-hmm.
In many aspects.
Yeah, the word I'm thinking of is cathartic. It definitely does help.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, even just musically though, that was a good song. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Had guitar almost had a Hendrix kind of feel to it, sound to it.
Yeah.
I thought, anyway.
Yeah, Gary's awesome, man.
Yeah. Well, you know that. That's why he's in the band, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. So, in case somebody wasn't listening earlier, again, happy birthday, Mom.
Aw, thanks.
And we can get your music right now, listen to it, rather, on Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
And hopefully in the near future you'll have a single and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's coming.
Okay. Yeah, Godspeed on that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right, so we got a couple more songs. I think that'll get us to about six, won't it?
It should, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
What's that, one more, you said?
What's that?
Did you say one more?
Two.
Two.
Oh. Two, yep.
Yeah, the box and the cover.
There's short in my mic here.
Yeah, it does happen once in a while. But nice choice, though, for the cover. I like that song a lot.
Oh, thank you. Awesome.
Yeah. I love that era of Sisters of Mercy.
Yeah, we do, too.
Yeah, I can listen to that all day long. Cool. All right. Well, why don't we get into the box, then?
All right.
I'm in your head. I'm in your dreams, slowly pulling you apart at the seams. I'll twist your mind, I'll make you scream. I'm everything your nightmares can't conceive. Open the box, open the box, don't open the box, open the box. Open the box, open the box, don't open the box, open the box. Let you drain. Your every thought will be for me. As I feed on the frayed ends of your sanity. Open the box, open the box. Don't open the box, open the box. Open the box, open the box. Don't open the box. Open the box. Open the box.
I knew I shouldn't have done it, but I did it anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're listening.
Such pleasures for you, my dear.
All right, so.
Yeah, that one was actually written for a movie that I had a part in called Ark of the Witch. It was shot locally.
Really? How long ago was that?
Oh, it's been a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years, I think.
So did it make it to any kind of wide release? Or
I think it got on DVD, but I'm not sure.
And on Vimeo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I played Mackie, the caretaker.
Ah. So you had a good part then,
it's
it sounds
awesome
like.
Awesome death.
I really did, yeah. I did have a good part.
So is it like one of those movies kind of like Rob Zombie would do or whatever?
Yeah, he would probably make it a little bit more gory, but yeah.
Other than that, though, that style of...
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
It was it was like from Finnish mythology. It was based on that.
Interesting. Okay. How long were you in the actual film, you know, minute-wise, approximately, ballpark?
It was probably a good half of the movie.
Really?
Yeah, I had a pretty good part in it.
I'm going to have to write that down. Remind me when the show is over with. I'll have to scope that out.
Yeah, I think you can find it on Vimeo, actually.
Vimeo? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's certainly a way to do it.
It's directed by the Seppala brothers.
Seppala brothers, okay.
Yes.
And they're local, correct, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Are they doing anything else right now? I'm just curious.
They're trying to get funding for a prequel that's going to be partially shot in Helsinki and up north here. And I'm supposed to have a part in that as well.
Excellent. So you're a star too, right?
I wouldn't go that far, but I've seen some stars.
And I think we all have seen that. All right. So I want to thank you folks for coming down. I really enjoyed it. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yes,
yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's a blast. My pleasure. Okay, so I guess we're going to finish off with a track from Sisters of Mercy.
Only it's us.
That's okay. I have faith in you. I know you can make it sound good.
Awesomeness.
Yeah. What's it called again? Lucretia, My Reflection?
My Reflection, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I thought it was called Search and Destroy. Can I get a little more guitar in my monitor? Like, I can barely hear him.
Okay. We can take care of that. So. All right. Once again, one more time, live from Studio J, the band Panic or Pain. That's all right. We got to make a slight adjustment. No problem. All right. Again, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. And we got one more song. We'll be right back.
roar of the big machine. Two worlds and in between. Hot metal and methadone. We hear the empire down. Now as then, we don't count, we don't take reflection. Lucretia, my direction, dance a ghost with me.
WHFR Dearborn.
You thought you would change my life.